This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Wednesday, April 8, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Tuesday, Deputy Trade and Industry Minister Dr. Rob Davies said that unless South Africa and its state-owned enterprises started to meet the target of reducing the imported component of the country's 787 billion rand three-year infrastructure projects by 10%, the programs themselves could become unsustainable. Davies argued that while South Africa had set a specific target of reducing import leakage associated with these projects from 40 to 30%, too little was being achieved. He said that the new administration, which would be assembled following South Africa's April 22 election, would need to give greater priority to localization efforts. Deputy Trade and Industry Minister Dr. Rob Davies.
I myself am not terribly happy that we have done this. We have been talking, the state-owned enterprises have been putting their CSDP programs, competitive supply and development programs. They've been developing these. I don't think we've had enough synergy within government around those programs, to be quite honest.
By June this year, General Motors South Africa would employ half the number of people it had on its payroll in 2007. General Motors African Operations President and MD Steve Koch said that the company had seen 1,000 people leave last year on the back of a voluntary retrenchment deal. Another 700 people would follow this year. He added, however, that GMSA's reduction in headcount had nothing to do with GM's financial woes in the US, but rather with a sharply declining home market. The local vehicle market had been in decline for the last 27 months. Also making headlines, South Africa mulls over a protectionist response to the global crisis. African nations create a common fund to pool investment resources for developing the energy and transport sectors on the continent. The A400M delays force France to consider its options. And steel producer ArcelorMittal South Africa buys a stake in a coal producer. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.